Freak. All right, welcome back to Random Threads. I am your host, Shayna Miller, or you can call me Shay. Anyway, this week's podcast is super special because I'm doing a web show, or what they call a web show. So I am also, for those of you listening to like on Spotify or Apple Podcast or Anchor or whatever, I am actually recording myself with a camera. So you can check me out on YouTube, Random Threads on YouTube. Go subscribe and I will try to be doing, we'll see how this one works out. Anyway, I will be doing web shows. So anyway, let's get into today's episode. I recently applied at First Form to be an athlete. They are looking for athletes, so it's an athlete search. And I applied just the other day, and I'm super stoked about it just because I have been, for the longest time, I have been into transforming my body into what I've always wanted it to be, you know, like trim, toned. Like, I know all of those terms are kind of outdated, but I just want to be, like, a better version of myself, and I want to be strong and obviously keep, like, fat off and, you know, like, weight loss and stuff like that, but definitely strong and definitely toned and definitely, like, not necessarily like athletic, like volleyball, soccer, football, basketball, that sort of stuff. Cause I'm not really athletic cause at least I haven't been in the past very coordinated. But anyway, I do like to look strong and I do like to look like I could kick somebody's ass and not like macho woman, but definitely, you know, just like I know how to carry myself. I want to look like, you know, can't touch this type thing. And obviously I want to be sexy and stuff like that. So it's just really neat that, I got this opportunity. They actually emailed me, reached out to me and, offered me to apply to their, athlete search. And so I did. And, it's been a few days. So I think I'm like on day 4 or something. I downloaded their app yesterday, the First Form app, and basically has like a workout guide and you get to talk to an advisor or a trainer and they give you tips and stuff like that. And also you can track your nutrition and stuff, and it's customized, specialized for your particular goals and your particular like needs or whatever. And like I said, they have an advisory, they put you on a team. And so I'm on Tyler, I don't remember his last name, but I'm on Tyler's team, and so far he's been very, very helpful and full of tips for me, and the workouts or whatever that have been put together. Like, I didn't do yesterday's workout because I kind of, like you guys know, and like how my followers on The Grabbers on the YouTube channel, The Grabbers know, I have always, or for a few years now, I have been doing the FitOn app, which is another free, or it's a free app, that you can, do workouts, and they have trainers on there and all of that or whatever. So yesterday I was just kind of into my routine and I did the FitOn workout and my hula hooping, and I kind of just spaced out the First Form workout. So today I started off with the First Form workout and did that, and that kind of, that kicked my butt, you know, burpees. It was burpees. That's the thing that kicked my butt. But I also did the ski lunges and sit-ups anyway, and it was like an EMOM or whatever, and it was cool. I do have to say that I do like those little like breaks in between. Like, there were only 4 burpees, you know, and so then when I was doing the other exercises, it was kind of like a break from a burpee. Anyway, so I started off with the First Form workout for today, and then I went ahead and I did yesterday's First Form workout. I don't have a full home gym. I basically just have the dumbbells, the little dumbbells, handheld dumbbells. I don't know how to differentiate between like the barbells and the dumbbells. I don't have the big long barbells like you see at the gyms. I just have like the little handheld dumbbells, and my size, I only have like 3s, 5s, 8s, 10s, 12s, and 15s, and that's all I have right now. And so when I was setting up my account on the First Form app, I noted, you know, at home, I do at home workouts because I'm here with my children, we do school, all that jazz, and I don't have a gym membership yet. I might get one. I've just always liked working out at home. I feel like I push myself harder because I'm not self-conscious or whatever. Anyway, so on the app, I specified at home, no equipment. Anyway, so it has been really handy and really versatile in that, it customized itself towards
what I prefer and my needs at being at home. And so it's been really cool so far. So anyway, I started out with the first form workout from today, and then I did yesterday's. Oh my gosh, kicked my booty. But I still have such a love for the FitOn app that I went ahead and did a FitOn app exercise as well. And I was going to choose just a light one, like a stretch or whatever. And usually Pilates for me is kind of like a yoga stretch-ish type of thing. And obviously, you can tone muscle and stuff like that as well. But I was just like, I want something a little lighter. And so I chose a Pilates. But that, after the two workouts, that kicked my butt. So I was just like, and I hula hooped because I like to hula hoop. It's fun. I like to think of it as that's my cardio, you know, because it's basically equivalent to like walking and running an elliptical or whatever, depending on how long you go. Anyway, so I do like doing hula hoop for my cardio, and I do like it because it's, I think it's fun, and I've gotten so good that I don't drop it anymore, so I can just look at my phone while I'm hula hooping. I can look at TikTok or whatever. It's cool. Gives me kind of a moment or whatever. Anyway, so I felt like today I was like working out, like it felt like all day, working out all day. It's not true because it's still daylight, but it felt like that's all I did today was work out because I wanted to catch up on the first format. Anyway, that's a lot of rambling, but you know what? This is Random Threads. You signed up for it. You know I ramble on. You know there's going to be random threads. Anyway, I did want to touch a little bit on first form. I'm hoping that I can find in a timely manner the first form, their values and their like mission statement, and kind of read that to you guys, because they are they're a really good company. Like, I'm just now with them, and I just now switched from my Bulletproof protein and collagen. I still have a little bit left, and I'm not a waster, so I'm going to finish that. But I just got in my Formula One protein and my Ignition, and they're like a pre-workout, post-workout stuff that you can take. And I also got a little bottle of their hair, skin, nails, I believe HSN essentials for, you know, hair, skin, and nails and healthiness in that aspect. Anyway, excuse me. I am super excited to try it out. Like I said, I want to finish the Bulletproof first, and of course I will try to do like a little review or whatever, like I did with the Bulletproof, and that was on my other YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the Grabbers on YouTube as well. That's where I did the Bulletproof review. And also, I know here's little plugs here and there. follow us on Instagram. So my personal account is Shana_Dakota. That's Shanea underscore Dakota. Dakota. And then like for the Grabbers YouTube channel, or for us as the Grabbers, that would be Grabbers_resell. We do obviously that page is about what we purchase to resell and stuff like that, thrifting, yard selling, flea markets, antique malls, all that sort of stuff, and our eBay and seller page and some tips and stuff like that. And then obviously the Instagram for Random Threads podcast would be random_threads_podcast. And one of these days I may combine my Random Threads with my personal account. Right now they're separated because, like I've stated on several occasions, I have not advertised my podcast to my family or close friends because I've wanted to grow an organic audience, and I've wanted to feel like I'm free to speak about whatever I want to speak about, even if it's about my family. I feel like it's my right to talk about what I want to talk about, and I don't want to feel self-conscious knowing that my family and my close friends are listening, because I feel like this is my safe space, so to speak. And I feel like, you know, it's kind of like my therapy session, which is kind of iconic, or ironic, I should say, because I'm taking a psychology course, like you guys know, or whatever. I have been taking a psychology course since the beginning of March, I believe. Anyway, it's been super eye-opening. Like, there are several stuff, of course, that I know, because I have grown up in my family, especially my dad, was always into, like, thought patterns and mindsets and stuff like that. So I have I feel like I have a baseline knowledge, but it's always intrigued me. So it's really cool to be doing the psychology course, because it helps back up what I already know, and what I already thought I know or whatever. And it also helps me with my own therapy, and it helps me be able to kind of categorize things that happens in my brain and in my thought life and in my mindsets to help me cope with my present day self and the stuff that I go through, like stresses or anxieties or fears or doubts, or, you know, even the happy stuff, not just the bad stuff. But who needs therapy for happy? We need therapy for sad. No. Anyway, so basically, like I said, and keep saying, because I keep going on to random threads, I keep going on these random threads. Anyway, is I wanted to talk about first form, because I am first form. Hashtag. That's a hashtag. Dues paid, by the way. I have dues paid, especially today, man, working out all day. Anyway, let me just read this. So this is a post that I did on my personal account, looks like 3 days ago. Anyway, here we go. So it has this cool little picture. Seriously, check me out on Instagram. Well, follow me on Instagram, I should say. Little plug there. Shayna_Dakota for those of you listening and not those of you who can see my phone right now. Anyway, I don't know if you guys, it's an old commercial. I don't remember when. I think late 90s, maybe early 2000s. It was a Campbell's soup or a Campbell's Select soup commercial, and I quoted it for a long time, especially in my teenage, early 20s years or whatever, because of the whole, in that time, obviously, the society and stuff pushing you to get a boyfriend, pushing you to be in a relationship, pushing you to, you know, go and get a career or something like that. And I always quoted it, and it's like, why settle when you can select? Because to me, if I were to jump into a relationship, or if I were to jump into like a job or a career, at that time I was working as a vet tech. Anyway, if I were to just jump into something, it'd feel like I was settling, when I could actually just take the time, think about it, and, you know, view my options, so to speak, or search for what I wanted, create what I wanted. So why would I settle when I could actually just select what I wanted to do for my life or who I wanted to be with in my life? Anyway, so the post, why settle when you can select, Campbell's soup. This is something I used to quote all the time when I was younger, and to be honest, I haven't stopped living by this motto. I used to jokingly quote this when speaking about a romantic relationship, because I wasn't about to throw myself at anyone and everyone that could provide me with intimacy. I have always been determined to select my life and everything about it, instead of merely settling for things that just happened to come my way. I feel the same exact way with my health, mentally and physically. I am not about to settle for what life throws at me. I am still determined to select every aspect of my being. This is one of the reasons why I research First Form, their products, their athletes, their values, and their mission statement. And upon reviewing and studying them, I applied to be one of the next First Form athletes. I am beyond excited for this opportunity and experience. The only thing now is for them not to settle for any athlete, but to select me as a positive force that will penetrate the universe. And which is super true, because, and just like they stated when they, with this athlete search or whatever, it's not about how big your six pack is. It's not about how, like how active you are, how much cardio you do or whatever. It's about your impact on other people's lives. And I feel like, at least for myself, speaking for myself, because, you know, besides my kitty cat over there, I'm the only one here. So, speaking for myself, I have had a huge positive impact on, for one, myself, because I feel like I have, especially in the last couple years or so, I have dug myself out of a man-eating pit or whatever, and I feel like that with that, and among other things or whatever, I have made a positive impact on people's lives, and I have my husband as well. We're a great team. Dakota and I, we're a great team. I have pretty much
And I forgot I was also recording on the phone. So sorry, everybody on Spotify and stuff, because I just like put the phone down, so it probably got quieter. Anyway, I have had a positive impact on a lot of people's lives. And now I am just like, I'm kind of like stepping into that with trying to pretty much showcase myself and showcase my care, my love, my kindness, my positivity on social media, trying to reach as many people as I can and trying to build a community of, like, you know, women who, and men, but sometimes I get very self-conscious in front of men, women too, but definitely in front of men, women who can just empower women and who, you know, stand up for women instead of cutting each other down. It's like, why does it hurt? What does it hurt if we just, you know, speak a kind word to one another and just try to build each other up? You know, none of us can walk each other's life. So why would we even think that we would be impeding on somebody's life or taking away from somebody's life? We can't do that. We don't have the power to do that. You know, like, even if I, if I am like jealous of somebody else or somebody on social media, I see, I'm just like, man, I want that house, man, I want that body, man, I want that car, I want that much money. You know, if I were to do that, like, it wouldn't be that person's fault. It would be my fault because I have, and I can't say fault. I mean, I would be the one letting that, what I see, impede my own life. I would be allowing that to negatively affect my life instead of seeing something that I like and me myself digging into me myself to reach out and get it. Not that person's life, but my own life of wants and stuff. Do I like that car? Then I'm going to work towards getting that car. Do I like that house? Then I'm going to work towards getting that house. You know, there is no problem with us talking to each other in a kind, loving way and supporting each other on our own personal loves, on our own personal needs, on our own personal wants. Like, there is nothing wrong with that. And so I feel like I can positively impact a ton of people. Everyone. I feel like I can positively impact everyone in the universe just by, like, just enhancing and reminding people that, man, that's you, you know, it's just you. Like, don't worry about what other people think. If you love it, do it. If you want it, get it, you know. Like, obviously, you have to have, like, you know, the smart, like, you can't just be like, oh, I want that car, and, you know, just get in, like, tons and tons of debt. But you know what I mean. And so I just, like, I like to encourage people to be their own true selves, and I like people to feel empowered in what they love and what they like and what they desire, and I want to help people reach their goals no matter what they are. And so anyway, that is one of the biggest reasons why I was just like, you know what, I am going to apply with First Form because I know that I can positively impact people's lives, if nothing else than to just help encourage them do what they absolutely love to do. All right, so let me get here on First Form, their website, and I wanted to at least, I may just read it, but I kind of just wanted to touch on a little bit of their mission statement, and it's so cool because it starts off right off the bat, and this may seem like a coinkydink or a coincidence or whatever, but it starts off right before you push the button to read their mission statement. It says, never settle. Never settle. And that's exactly what, like I told you, that's exactly what my motto, my life motto was from, like, teenage years, late teenage years till, shoot, like I said, even now, like, never settle. If I want something, doesn't matter how long it takes, I'm gonna get it. I am going to put the effort, the positive effort, towards getting what I want. I'm going to put the positive effort into getting a life that I create, that I design. I'm going to design my life. I am designing my life. I am creating my life right now. I am not going to settle. I know that I've settled in the past because I'm human. I've settled in the past, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I am not. I am moving on. I am moving forward into positivity and into a new life of not settling. Okay, so, excuse me, says, our philosophy, everyone has a dream.
It's that crazy vision of what you truly aspire to be in life that reoccurs over and over and over again. The courage one must possess to go after that dream is what sets extraordinary people apart from everyone else. Fear must be eliminated. Faith must prevail, and you have to trust wholeheartedly that you can achieve and become your vision. The path may not always be clear, but you can't let that stop you from taking action to pursue the end result you believe in. Every single day, you have the choice of whether to take steps towards or away from that dream. But regardless of what you choose, the dream will always exist. Success is a long journey that begins with a decision to take all of your strength, courage, faith, tenacity, and fearless, take that first step forward, knowing you cannot and will not fail. That first step is followed by another and another until moving in the right direction becomes natural. It becomes a part of you and is no longer something you struggle for. It's just something that you do. So, side note, it kind of goes back to the podcast I was talking about, my favorite words, the one about integrity and discretion, about setting goals versus the standards of life. Setting goals should turn into your standard of life, not just always something you're reaching for, but something that you actually live. So just like they said, it becomes a part of you and is no longer something you struggle for. It's something that you do. There are no shortcuts. You have to be prepared to push on when your body is tired and your mind is screaming for you to quit. That moment is when the depth of your conviction and belief in the vision that is embedded in your soul must drive you through to create your destiny. It is up to you to take steps against the grain, against all odds, against all negative influences, against all the non-believers, and move forward daily with all of your heart. It is up to you to believe in yourself. It's up to you to have the courage to be the best. It is up to you to never settle. I love that. It is up to you. It is up to you personally on reaching your goals, reaching your desires, and never settling. It is up to you. Like, you can't blame anybody, you know? Our lives are up to us. We're creating our lives right now. Our thoughts, the thoughts we think, they're creating our very life right now. The actions we take, our actions, our thoughts, our mindsets, our words right now, they're creating our tomorrow. They're creating the atmosphere that our tomorrow is going to be. They're creating the environment that our tomorrow is going to be. Whatever I talk about right now, whatever I think about right now, it is creating something for me, not for anybody else, for me. What I do for myself, what I do out of myself, it all affects me. It's all a personal journey. We all have personal, unique journeys because we all have our own thoughts, our own minds, our own mindsets, our own actions that we all individually take. There is nothing identically duplicated within any of us, not even identical twins. Do your research. There's a little bit of genetic differences. That's a side note, a random thread. Anyway, so you personally have your own personal goals, your own unique goals to pursue, and it's up to you to get there. It's up to you to fulfill your own dreams. It's up to you. Don't settle, never quit. And so basically, First Form needs me, you know? They need me as their next athlete because I am a very impactful person, and I know that I'm growing more and more in my boldness and my confidence and my sureness of myself, I should say. And I am also growing in my confidence in my body and stuff because I am consistently pushing it. I am consistently making myself level up. I am consistently doing my research on what I should be doing for my body, for my mind, for my happiness, for my joy, for my family, for my children, for my husband, for my pets. I am consistently wanting to make sure that our life is our better version life all the time, and that we continue to level up. We're not staying here stagnant. It's kind of funny, another little side note, but kind of ties in. We made a huge move across states, and it's been, it was May of 2020, so it's been a year and a couple months that we moved across states, and it was a huge move. Like, Dakota and I both grew up in, well, he grew up in Wyoming, I grew up in Colorado, Wyoming area, anyway, and so we moved across states, and we obviously had never done that before. And so basically, when we got to where we are right now, I kept saying, man, we didn't move here to die. This is not our this is not our final destination. And I'm not saying we're like moving or whatever. We may, but I'm not saying that we are. I'm just saying, like, we never came here to die. And so it's like, we don't just level up and then just stay there stagnant. No, it is a continual level up. It is a continual building up. It is a continual bettering ourselves, bettering our life. And so basically that's all I wanted to talk about today. I hope you guys got something from this, and I hope that it made you feel empowered and maybe made you feel like you could take the next step to help better yourself. And I'm not saying with First Form, and even though it's a good idea, because it's like I said, it's a good company. I mean, you heard their mission statement, man. They're badass. They're cool, and that's something that I strive to be. I want to be a part of them for sure. But I hope that it has encouraged you to, you know, even if you haven't necessarily known exactly what you've wanted to do, or maybe you've had an idea but you've been too afraid to even kind of pursue it a little bit, or even take one little small first step or whatever. Hopefully that this podcast has helped encourage you in some way to take, even if it's just the smallest of steps, just to move forward, advance, like just reach out towards your goal, reach out towards your desire. And I pray that for you. I pray that you feel empowered, that you can do whatever you want to do. You can chase your dreams and achieve them. I mean, it's up to you. All you got to do is do it, you know, work for it. There's no excuses, none, no excuses. Because I guarantee you, somebody has it worse than you. Somebody definitely has it better. Somebody definitely has it worse. That's just facts. It's facts. There's no excuse for us ourselves not to just reach forth and get what the fuck we want, you know, our desires, our goals. I mean, I can go on and on, but you know personally what you desire. You know personally what your goals are. It's up to you to go get them. I can't get them for you. Nobody can get them for you. You have to do that. Anyway, and I apologize again for the people listening on Spotify and Anchor and Apple Podcast about my bracelets moving. I think that now that the camera's on me, I'm just like, I feel like I'm more, I don't know, animated or something. Whew, you know, check over on YouTube. You guys can get the whole, you know, hoorah or whatever. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys and see you guys next weekend. Hopefully this works out. I'm gonna have to check the footage of this, but pretty sure it's gonna work out. So anyway, for those of you listening on Spotify, you will get this first. And so if you go looking for the YouTube video, it might not be uploaded yet, because YouTube sometimes, Wi-Fi permitting, YouTube sometimes takes a long time to upload their videos, especially here recently. Something weird about that, but we are going to prevail. We're going to upload it, and it's going to be amazing. Anyway, you guys have a great rest of your week.